This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More Coloradans are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine starting today. That includes people 50 and older and frontline workers in many occupations. The change makes shots available to 2.5 million more people. A group in the San Luis Valley is helping Latinos access COVID-19 vaccines. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more on their outreach efforts.
Luis Murillo works with Los Promotores del Valle de San Luis, who have been helping agricultural workers across the region connect with coronavirus information. Now the group is partnering with state health officials and local area churches to host vaccine clinics. Murillo says the group is calling people to sign them up for appointments and offering translation services.
It just feels like we are contributing to people's happiness and health and for all of us to just get back to some sense of normality here in the valley.
He says a clinic in Alamosa this weekend plans to distribute 250 vaccines. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The U.S. House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act Thursday. The bill reforms an agricultural guest worker program called H-2A and provides a path to legal status. Marilyn Bay Drake is executive director of the Colorado Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association.
It's very, very rare to hire someone domestically that continues throughout the season. So the H-2A program is critical for produce production in Colorado.
The Colorado Farm Bureau has objections to the bill, saying it doesn't create long-term labor stability. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.